Good morning. Welcome to the June 12-13 meeting of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission. Full day and a half coming forward, so we will get underway and open it up with commissioners' discussion. Fellow commissioners, anything you want to raise or bring forward for the benefit of the order? Commissioner Wecker.
Good morning. Is my mic on? Okay. Can you hear me? Yes. All right. I just wanted to mention that it was about a month ago I was in Florida on the Gulf Coast, never been there before, and I visited the Moat Marine Lab, an aquarium that's across the bay from Sarasota. I brought back some of their literature, if anyone's interested. It's a fantastic example of a private lab, not associated with a university, but fully privately funded. They do get some, they do work with federal grants, state grants, I think, but generally it's privately funded, and they're doing incredibly practical work at the cutting edge of aquaculture, as well as fish enhancement. So if anyone's interested in looking at some of their literature, I've got some extra copies, but I wanted to just mention that. I had this fabulous tour. Friend of both Commissioner Chair Smith and Commissioner Mankins took us on a tour. Highly recommended if any of you go down to Sarasota, go visit the Moat Marine Lab. I also wanted to bring up the PBS series that was on, I think it was Oregon Public TV channel, and it had to do with some of the challenges facing our enforcement program as they go after poachers and those who are harvesting shellfish without from uncertified beds. So I wanted to bring to your attention that media coverage that we've gotten for our enforcement program. It was a terrific series, and I think it's available to view on the internet. So highly recommend that you take a look at that. If there were someone here from enforcement, I don't know where's our director. I'd ask how are we? What's the outlook for keeping up the presence on the enforcement side to deter some of the bad actors, the poaching that's going on, given the decline in our funding base? I think that's an important issue.
Just to echo on the Moat, that if you're not familiar with Moat Marine Lab, it is. A real gem. It's something that started as a cancer research, Eugenie Clark with sharks, and that's how it got underway. But now it's a real economic engine in the Sarasota area. But what makes it unique, and one of the things makes it unique, it's got a lot of different pistons. So if the economy is falling or lapsing in one, the other pistons pick up. And in the stock enhancement, they've worked with the recreational fish community for snook and redfish enhancement, which is really down there. And they've also worked with the native community on commercial sturgeon production. Mm-hmm. So they have all these different avenues of streams of income, but also bridge building with various communities out there. So it's very successful.
Sea turtle monitoring, some of the endangered sea turtle populations. They have, I think, on the order of 1,500 volunteers some volunteers have been with them for 40 years, volunteering for 40 years. Almost the entire aquarium is staffed with volunteers. It's just an exciting place, so it draws people in.
And they partner with the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward on research. When I was up there not too long ago, they were doing some otters were doing transcontinental trips back and forth. It's very interesting. So, thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Keeney.
Thank you, Chair Smith. Avoid that whole Madam Chair thing again. Sorry.
It's going to be a complex.
It's going to take a while. I'm in a few meetings. I'd just like to report last month in my day job, I was fortunate to be able to be a part of a range rider training that was held over in Republic. And with WDFW staff, a lot of the conflict specialists were there to help, get this new body of workers that are needed to support wolf recovery with ranchers that are willing to do that. And we felt it would be important to have this kind of a training. Everybody's on the same page. And that occurred, and the staff did a great job. Range riders, I think, that are hired by the department or other funding sources are going out with a better handle, I think, on some of the aspects of the job, how to use the equipment that they have, whether it be a GPS or know the protocols around finding depredations, using the telemetry data if it's available. So it was really a positive session, and kudos to the WFW conflict staff that was there. And along those same lines, I'm going to be able to attend a training in Montana this next week in the Tom Miner Basin. So it's a large group of ranchers that have really been working hard over the last 10, 15 years to avoid problems with all kinds of predators, grizzly bears, cougars, wolves. And in particular, I'm interested to go to that and bring back to the commission some of the techniques they've been using. Involve a lot of working with the cattle and the livestock in a low-stress livestock kind of a process that uses stockmanship and the way you place cattle on the landscape to gain weight as well as avoid problems with predators. So I'll talk about that at the next meeting when I come back.
Thank you, Commissioner Keeney. Other input? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move into the meeting minute approval. Discussion or motion?
Friday, May 15th.
Thank you, Commissioner Thunberg. We have a second. Second, Commissioner Carpenter. Any further discussion on the meeting minute approval? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Meeting minutes have been approved.